Chris Conley, and we are at halftime of the state sectional semifinals girls basketball, and DC Everest, the three seed, leads number one Superior 26-19. The winner of this game will be back in action on Friday afternoon, a 1 o'clock game on a neutral court at Spash in Stevens Point. It'll be a familiar venue for the Evergreens, and the winner of tonight's game will get either fourth-seeded Nina or third-ranked Oshkosh West. They are playing the other sectional semifinal in Appleton tonight. If we have an update on that game before we sign off, we will pass it on to you. And, of course, the loser of this game goes home and sees their season come to an end. The Evergreens lost to Superior earlier this year, 69-46, but Coach Matt Bullis very insisted in our pregame interview that his team is different now, that they're playing better basketball. Something that we had talked about off-air was the role that Taylor Hodell was playing for the team back then when these teams met back in December, and the role that she's playing now. You know, Taylor missed a lot of conditioning during the summer months. She was ill and missed the early part of practice. When the season began, her minutes were being managed very tightly. She was lined up for the first couple of weeks of the regular season, and she was being used sparingly as she played herself into shape. She had only 10 points when these teams met back then. Again, she wasn't getting the minutes that the team is depending on from her now. Well, now Taylor Hodell plays almost the entire game, and you can tell that she's... It looks like at this point in the season, her body's got some wear and tear. She wears the left leg brace, and again, it looked like she went down hard on one of these rebounds and came up, looked like a little weak on the right side here. But Taylor Hodell's been the leading rebounder in this game, even though she has only 4 points. Let's quickly review how these teams got here. Superior opened up their playoff run with a win 71-60 over Hudson, and then they eliminated a familiar foe, the Marshfield Tigers. Superior was 16 points better than Marshfield, 67-51. Marshfield is one of the teams that handed the Evergreens one of those two losses during the season. The Evergreens got here with two of their most impressive wins of the year. A 15-point victory over Walsall West, 64-49, to open up their playoff run, and then winning the regional championship on the road, 7 points better than Chippewa Falls, 42-35. DC Everest playoff basketball is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. And this portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Building lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. We'll look at our first half leading scorers when we come back after a 2-minute break. At halftime, the Evergreens lead the Warriors 26-19. Back in two on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to our neutral court site at Eau Claire Memorial High School. The cheer you just heard was from the Evergreen student section as DC Everest comes back out onto the court. The third quarter will be underway in a minute with the Evergreens leading by 7. Leading scorers for the first half, Mackenzie Matthews has 7 for DC Everest. Haley Kroll with 6. 5 for Caitlin Schmall. Taylor Hodell has 4. Both of them are putback baskets. Hannah Tipple with 2 and Molly Tice with 2. Evergreens were a disappointing 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Only player with 2 personal fouls in the game is Haley Kroll. Single fouls on Hannah Tipple, Molly Tice, Mackenzie Matthews, and Michaela Poggle. Taylor Hodell, no personal fouls against her in that first half. For Superior, Haley Conti has 7 points, Jessica Lindstrom with 5. The only 3 that Superior hit from behind the arc was from Rachel Fergan. Superior 1 for 5 from behind the circle, and 2 points each for Alyssa Correll and Taylor Schuster. Superior was 2 for 4 from the free throw line. I thought there was a stretch in that second period where Superior outplayed the Evergreens. They got it down to 4, but Superior was not able to take the lead. And the Evergreens get the ball first to start the second half. Evergreens basketball sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688 or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Evergreens into the front court. Molly Tice, long cross-court pass, finds Michaela Poggle, who missed the layup. Ooh, that was a point-blank miss. Rebound, knocked free. It was in the hands of a Superior player, and then Haley Kroll went and took it away. Evergreens get the ball right back. And it goes back out to Kroll. Thinking about the three there is Mackenzie Matthews. Goes back out to Kroll. Kroll drives in. Finds Taylor Hodel down low. Fights through the double team. That's a little long for Taylor. She was falling backwards. Ball is loose out of bounds. We're going to have a whistle. And they're going to say that it was last touched by one of the Evergreens and went out of bounds over the baseline. So the Evergreens got a couple of second chance opportunities, unable to score, including a point blank miss. And Superior gets the ball back. We're just underway, third quarter. Superior breaks full court pressure on the dribble. Kemick lost the ball down low. Possession saved there. Going down low to save it was Alyssa Correll. Correll now gives it over to Jessica Lindstrom. Lindstrom has her dribble, now steps back for a long two, decided not to take it. Wasn't quite aware of where she was on the floor. Goes over to Haley Contney. Screen pull-up, long two, a miss. Taylor Hodel gets the rebound, a one-and-done trip. Taylor Hodel went up high there. That was more than just the height advantage. Taylor Hodel used her vertical to clear the boards and make that a one-and-done trip. Evergreen's back into the front court. We've played a minute 15 of the second half, and neither side has scored. Molly Tice has the ball for the Evergreen. Guarded closely, there's a reach in, and there's a bad foul. Mackenzie Kemick just reached in against Molly Tice and bumped her. Superior had only three fouls called against their team in the first half. And that's Kemick's first. Evergreen's inbound along the far sideline, and it's into the hands of Michaela Poggle. Poggle was looking to set up Hodel down low, didn't have her, and now it goes out to Haley Kroll. Kroll into the hands of Molly Tice, the only senior on this team, and what a run they're putting together for her. Haley Kroll looks to drive in, makes the extra pass, it's kicked out of bounds by one of the Superior players, and will stay with the Evergreens. PC Everest Basketball brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Off the inbounds pass, looking for Michaela Poggle. It's knocked free and turned over. So we're 2 minutes in, and no points on the board since intermission. Spinning move for Contney. She's out of control. Missed a wild layup. Long offensive rebound comes out to Correll. Almost threw it away in the corner. Tracked down there by teammate Taylor Schuster. And they're going to say it's out of bounds. Last touch by an Evergreen player. That's Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews applying tight defense. Evergreen's bench thinks a lot of these outbounds calls are going against them. And I don't disagree. Inbounds to Jessica Lindstrom. Lindstrom goes back out. Now in the hands of Haley Contney. Thinking about the three. Over there is her teammate Alyssa Correll. And now the three comes from her teammate Taylor Schuster. A miss and a loose ball foul. You know, this is the second game in a row that the Evergreens have seen an opponent that simply is pulled from behind the three-point arc. Superior is now 1-for-6. And the loose ball foul goes against Mackenzie Kemick, her second. And the Evergreens get the ball. We are exactly where we were on the scoreboard when this half began. 26-19 Evergreens. Into the front court comes Mackenzie Matthews. Looks to go coast-to-coast. Taylor Hodel gets the extra pass and scores. Unselfish play. Mackenzie Matthews found the big girl. And the Evergreens are back up now, 28-19. It's a 9-point lead. Driving along the baseline in traffic was Haley Contney. Contney scores in traffic. Got it up over the double team, over Taylor Hodel. Needed that answer to bring it back to 7. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Here come the Evergreens back the other way. Michaela Poggle goes over to Haley Kroll. Now to Molly Tice at the top of the circle. Down low to Taylor Hodel. Couldn't set up the double team. Taylor Hodel missed. Left it short. And the rebound comes to Jessica Lindstrom. Taylor Hodel would tell you that's a misfire. On the other end, pass out of bounds. Turned over to the Evergreens. Superior needed to be careful with the ball there. And it goes right back to the Evergreens. Superior more pressure. In fact, Superior's, I think, sensing that they need to try and generate more turnovers. So they're setting up more pressure. Evergreens break it into the front court. Haley Kroll gives it now down low. Taylor Hodel again. She's fouled and she missed. Came very close to getting herself a three-point play opportunity. Taylor Hodel's shot rolled off the rim, but she was fouled, and she's going to get two free throws here. Foul is on Jessica Lindstrom. That's the matchup down low, Lindstrom against Hodel. And you know what? If Lindstrom, who's a great rebounder in her own right, but if she remembers the Taylor Hodel that she saw 2.5 months ago, Taylor Hodel's a different player now, too. Taylor has missed the front end. And she's going to get one more free throw here. Evergreens Basketball, sponsored by Baseman's Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting DC Ever Sports. Taylor Hodell makes it. See if the Evergreens can bury Superior here. 29-21. Superior into the front court, draws a double team, looking to go down low to Lindstrom, knocked out of bounds. Good defense from Michaela Poggle. It'll stay with Superior, but Poggle disrupted that entry pass down low. They were trying to set up Lindstrom, who is their tallest player. Superior will put it in from underneath their own basket. Weak side, no one accounted for Alyssa Correll. And Correll gets an easy basket. How'd that happen? It's a defensive breakdown. We haven't seen a lot of that from the Evergreens. 29-23, still a six-point lead with 4.5 to play third quarter. Here comes Mackenzie Matthews over to Poggle. Poggle's in the corner to Matthews. Evergreens working behind the stripe. Now Molly Tice on the near side. Tice looks for Taylor Hodell. That pass is knocked away. Tried to go over the top, and that pass just wasn't quite tall enough. Stolen. So Superior 4 here, driving in and picking up her dribble is Kemet. Kemet's in traffic, goes back out to Cotney, and Cotney hits from the foul line extended. Superior's got it down to a 4-point lead. They had it down to 4 in the second quarter. It's down to 4 here in the third quarter. Evergreens need an answer. On a screen, driving coast to coast and missing is Molly Tice. Taylor Hodell set a screen down for her low, and Tice missed the layup. Superior comes back the other way, knocked loose. Lindstrom picks it up and misses, and they're going to say she was fouled by Taylor Hodell. It's going to be Taylor's first foul. Free throws are coming up here. And it is the first team foul against the Evergreens. These two free throws, if she makes both of them, will make this a two-point game. Lindstrom is 1-for-2 from the free throw line so far. Her first is a miss. Oh, yeah, free throws are going to be huge in this game. So the Evergreens are trying to weather one of these Superior runs. Evergreens had a 9-point lead. It's down to 4 here. And Lindstrom is getting ready for her second free throw. Ball in hand, and she missed them both. Ball is loose on the rebounds underneath Haley Kroll. Jump ball, and possession stays with Superior. So the Evergreens lead stays at 4, but the ball stays with Superior here. So they'll again have a chance to cut in further to this Evergreens lead. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. And Alyssa Correll with a long outlet pass to Haley. Now a 3 from the corner, and that's a hit. A make from the corner cuts the Evergreens lead down to 1. Alyssa Correll, she has 5 since halftime. Evergreens have been outscored 9-3 since the half began, and the Evergreens want a timeout. 29-28, DC Everest. This is the run that you knew Superior had in them. And this is the lull. The Evergreens have had lulls where they've gone into scoring droughts in the second half in their playoff games against Walsall West and against Chippewa Falls. They've got to weather this run and get back on track. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, all of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Our game situation, Superior just missed a pair of free throws, but they were able to get a tie-up on the loose ball rebound and then hit a 3 off the inbound pass for Alyssa Correll. Correll had only 2 at halftime, but has quickly pumped her scoring up to 7. And you just get the feeling now that some of the pressure is shifting back to the Evergreens. Evergreens have led by as many as 10. And I don't think Superiors have a lead in this ballgame. If they did, it was very early in the first quarter. Evergreens student section getting loud. Evergreens inbound. 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. It's 29-28. The ball's in the hands of Hannah Tipple, who came in off the stoppage. Tipple now goes over to Caitlin Small. Thought about the 3. Goes down low to Michaela Poggle. And Poggle scores. Poggle had good position down low. The Evergreens needed that basket, and they got it. Driving back in is Haley Cotney. You know what? Cotney travels on some of those, or she palms the ball sometimes. And she's such a prolific dribbler that they're not calling it. But Cotney a lot of times drags the ball with her. Here's a 3 from the corner. That's a miss. Missed everything. An air ball from Mackenzie Kemet. And Haley Kroll gets the rebound. Gives to Hannah Tipple. That was kind of a bad look there. Hannah Tipple off a screen. Looks to drive. She's in traffic and scores. Hannah Tipple got the screen, saw the opening, and took it coast to coast. So the Evergreens are now on a mini 4-0 run, and their lead is back up 35-28. And you know, Superior, that last not-such-a-good-look 3 could have tied the ball game. Ball's loose in the corner. It's tracked down now by Alyssa Correll. Back to Cotney's hands. Cotney drives. She's fouled as she put that up for a heave. They're going to say she was behind or inside the three-point line. They're going to say she was shooting a three. And Cotney's going to get a pair of free throws here with a foul on Caitlin Schmall. She was hanging and took that shot from behind the arc. So here come three free throws for Haley Cotney. First is good. Second one coming, ball in hand here. And she misses that one. And you know what? Some players thought that that was two, and now we've got a whistle and more free throw coming. Cotney misses the second. And a third free throw is coming here. This is news to some of the Evergreen players. Michaela Poggle and Taylor Hodell are both crashing the boards. She gets the third free throw, so she's two out of three. All right, the Evergreens still have a lead. It's 33-30, 2.5 minutes to play. Hannah Tipple with the dribble into the front court. To Haley Kroll, up top to Michaela Poggle. Now to Tipple again, who scored on her last touch. Gives it to Caitlin Schmall, and now to Haley Kroll. Evergreens work around. Taylor Hodell flashes up high. Down low to Michaela Poggle again, a miss. Taylor Hodell fights for the offensive rebound, goes out of bounds, off her leg. Evergreens bench sees it differently. It goes over to Superior. Oh, the Evergreens bench thought it was off one of the Superior players underneath. Yeah, the Evergreens are thinking right now that all of these out-of-bounds calls are going against them. Superior gets the ball with a three-point deficit. See if they try another three to tie this game up. Superior's been cold from behind the arc. 2 of 8. Long cross-court pass. Thinking about that three was Alyssa Correll. Instead, she goes down low. Offensive foul! Jessica Lindstrom got the pass down low and extended her elbow into the chest of Taylor Hodell, and that was called. It's a turnover. That is Lindstrom's third foul. Actually, you know what? They're going to say that Lindstrom lost the ball out of bounds. It goes over to DC Everest anyway. Turnover nonetheless. Evergreen still leading by 3. 1.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Straight on three ball from Caitlin Schmall. Just missed. And Lindstrom gets the rebound. That was a really close miss. Hit the front end, hit the back end, driving the other way, driving in and scoring is Mackenzie Kemmick. Kemmick's basket has cut this back to a one-point lead. 33-32. Evergreen splash to Taylor Hodell up high, and now to Hannah Tipple. She goes down low, and there's a foul as Michaela Poggle got the ball down low, spun and shot, and is going to get herself two free throws as she was hit underneath. The foul is on Alyssa Correll. And that is her second. It is the fourth on the team. And two free throws coming from Michaela Poggle. The first is a miss. So the Evergreens lead stays at one. 1:13 left in the quarter. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Michaela Poggle makes the second free throw. 34-32 Evergreens. But you see how quickly Superior can come back. Earlier in the quarter, this was a 10-point Evergreen lead. Haley Cotney's got the ball. Now goes into the corner. Hugh Correll goes down low to Lindstrom under pressure. Poggles are providing the defense. There's a shot and a foul on the putback attempt. Free throws are coming up here. And Michaela Poggle is going to get called for her second personal foul. The third foul on the team. And Lindstrom, who missed her last two free throws, has a chance for two more, and if she can redeem both. And she's halfway there. She hit the first. On a make or a miss, there's exactly 1 minute left in the third quarter. And here is the second free throw. It is a miss. Evergreen still lead by one. Rebound two, Michaela Poggle. Poggle's been active in this third quarter. 55 seconds left. Will the Evergreens hold for one? I think they're running offense here. Nope, Hannah Tipple pulls it out by the circle. Superior wants to pressure the ball into Molly Tice's hands, and now over to Haley Kroll. 40 seconds left. Evergreens are going to hold for one. Kroll now to Molly Tice, open along the baseline, kicks it back out. Kroll was open for a three, did not want to take it. Yeah, the strategy is to hold for the final shot of the quarter. And the quarter will end in 30 seconds. Fox still runs, the ball's in Hannah Tipple's hands. Over to Haley Kroll. Kroll right in front of our broadcast position at half court. Goes over to Molly Tice, 20 seconds. Tice guarded closely to Hannah Tipple. Evergreens and Taylor Hodel on the bench, getting a breather here. Down to 12 seconds, and it's in Molly Tice's hands. Got to run something here. They set a screen for her. Molly Tice lets a three ball fly off the back bracket. No good. Goes out of bounds to Superior with 3 seconds left. So Superior will have to go the length of the court, but they can make something happen here. And Superior is going to get a last-minute sub in, and the Evergreens will too. They're going to get Taylor Hodel back in for rebounding possibilities here. 3 seconds left in the quarter, 34-33 Evergreens. And Superior will try and get this final shot. Evergreens are setting up their defense. Taylor Hodel comes in to contest the inbounds pass here, trying to make sure you don't get something that's flung half-court uncontested. Inbounds pass goes to three-quarter court. It's into Correll's hands. From half-court, we'll count if it goes. No good off the backboard. So the Evergreens have seen their lead trim to one with the fourth quarter ahead of us. It's 34-33. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
We have a dogfight ahead of us for the fourth quarter. The Evergreens were outscored since halftime 14-6. Down to 1 point. And they will get the ball to start the fourth quarter here. Evergreens and Superior girls basketball sectional semifinals, and the fourth quarter is underway. Molly Tice has the ball. Now flashing to Taylor Hodel up high. Looks down low for Molly Tice. She missed. Offensive rebound for Cole, who scores. And she's fouled! Evergreens will have a chance for a three-point play. Put back for Caitlin Small, and she gets herself to the foul line. Foul is on Mackenzie Kemick, her third. And the Evergreens get it back to a three-point lead. Make it four. Caitlin Small made her free throw to complete the three-point play. Just what the Evergreens needed. 37-33. Superior right back into the front court. Kemick goes back out. Leaning three is no good. A miss for Alyssa Correll. Evergreens get the rebound. Mackenzie Matthews. Evergreens want a timeout. Coach Matt Bulla senses the lead back up to five, and they've got the ball back off that long three-point miss. Superior 2 of 9 from behind the arc. I'm Chris Conley, and we're going to have a dandy of a finish in this one. So twice in the second half, Superior has trimmed the Everest lead to one, but the Warriors have not been able to get over the hump. Evergreens doing just enough to keep this lead. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964, Glen Ray Radiators. And CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. 30-second timeout. Evergreens will inbound the ball, and they'll have to go the length of the court. This is a good timeout because if the Evergreens score here, they get it back to a three-possession game. This is an important possession. Can't be empty here. Dribbling into the front court. Now a pass down low from Haley Kroll. Kroll went to Matthews. Goes back out and stripped is Molly Tice. It is turned over. Superior gets the ball ahead to Kennick. Kennick drives in and scores. Kennick went coast to coast. So the Evergreens did not get anything out of that possession. Missed opportunity. They still lead by two, 37-35. Here's Molly Tice with the ball into the front court. Tice picked up her dribble. Now a straight on three from Mackenzie Matthews. No good. Hit the top of the backboard. Taylor Hodel fighting for it. It's tied up. And Taylor Hodel went down head first. She hit the back of her head. And on alternating possession, it goes to Superior. Evergreen's bench hoping for a foul there as Taylor Hodel, everything's physical underneath. So now Superior gets the ball. A two would tie this game, or a three would give them the lead. And here comes Haley Cotney. Cotney is guarded by Molly Tice. 6:45 left in the game. She carried that ball, and it's not called. She palms and goes underneath. Shot in traffic, up and in to tie this game for Mackenzie Kemick. And she scored off a no-call, palming that basketball. 37-37, shiny new game. Almost knocked away. Tice is blocked along the baseline. Jessica Lindstrom rejected Molly Tice, and the ball comes over to Superior. Evergreens trapped in the backcourt. It's loose. Evergreens have the ball. It's tied up. Goes back over to DC Everest. And you know what? The trailing official is going to give Superior a timeout. Oh, that's a fast timeout because Superior didn't have control of the ball. This should be a jump ball, but the officials are talking it over, and they're going to give Superior a timeout. That is twice that Superior's been awarded timeouts in this game when they didn't have control of the ball. And Superior wants a full timeout here. And the Evergreens bench is livid. It's 37-37, and Superior's going to get the ball. 6:14 left in this ball game. And the Evergreens just feel like every call is going against them. And the referees are giving Coach Matt Bullis a pretty wide leash because, again, the referees came up with different calls. The referee who was closest to the ball called jump ball, which would have gone over to the Evergreens. And then the trailing referee, who's closer to the Superior bench, signaled timeout. The Evergreens must feel like this is a road game, even though we're at a neutral court. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Since halftime, Superior has outscored the Evergreens 18-9. And they have the ball here. Again, our game is even, 37-37. Evergreens will set up full court pressure defense. And Superior will have to go the length of the court after the timeout. But the Evergreens really feel like they should have the ball here. And it goes over to Alyssa Correll. Correll passes over to Haley Cotney. See if they ever call that carry on Cotney. Again, she does that move again. She spins underhand, scooping, and she scores. Yeah, she palms that ball every time she makes that move, and that ball is just not going to be made tonight. Superior has their first lead, 39-37. So now the Evergreens have to make something happen on the offensive end. Haley Kroll goes over to Caitlin Schmall. See if they go to Taylor Hodell. They do. Over Lindstrom, she misses. One-on-one, and nothing happened here. Ball is loose on the floor. Evergreens get it right back. Mackenzie Matthews picked up that loose ball, and the Evergreens will get another set. Trailing now by two. Ball is in the hands of Caitlin Schmall. Schmall picks up her dribble and goes back out to Mackenzie Matthews. 5.5 minutes left in the game. Haley Kroll thought about the three, now drives in, goes back out to Schmall. Schmall is behind the three-point arc. And again, the Evergreens don't seem to want to pull the trigger from out there. They'll run offense to Mackenzie Matthews, now into the corner, and we've got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul against Superior. The loose ball foul. Now, this is on Mackenzie Kemick, I think it is. That's going to be her fourth. Well, I've got it as four fouls. And now there are 16 fouls against Superior. So the Evergreens will be shooting free throws. Who's been active in the second half. Got 6 points. Stays on the floor here. Evergreens trailing by two. In the corner for the Evergreens is Matthews. Now Kroll over to Hannah Tipple. Tipples behind the arc, does not take the three. Pass up the opportunity to Michaela Poggle. See if the Evergreens again try and set up Taylor Hodell down low. Matthews, reach in, and that's going to be a foul. Mackenzie Matthews going to shoot a one-and-one here. Mackenzie Matthews, not a particularly good free throw shooter, and the free throws that are coming up are going to be important. And that foul is on Alyssa Correll. It is her third. Here comes a big one-and-one for Mackenzie Matthews. And her first is good. Matthews had 7 all in the first half, and now she has 8. If she hits this one, we will be tied again. 4:50 left in the game. Matthews has the ball in hand, and she got them both. Big free throws. 39-39. Evergreen set up full court defensive pressure, almost knocked away, loose in the backcourt. Quickly recovered there, and we've got a whistle turned over. No whistle taken away by Haley Kroll. Down low on the baseline, a miss from Michaela Poggle from point blank range. And now we've got a loose ball, reach in foul against Mackenzie Matthews, a frustration foul. Evergreen still have fouls to give, so this is non-shooting. Mackenzie Matthews has just picked up her second. It is the team's fourth. Superior will get the ball, and they'll have to go the length of the floor in a game that is now tied 39-39. Superior has had a 2-point lead so far in this game. Evergreens have led by as many as 10. Superior's got the ball into Cotney's hands. Cotney breaks the timeline, dribbles into the front court, bounces into the corner to Correll. Driving along the baseline is Lindstrom, misses everything. Offensive rebound, put back, knocked away, and into the hands of Taylor Hodell. Evergreens have the ball. 39-39. Into Hannah Tipple's hands. 4:11 left in this one. Cloak and dagger down the stretch. To the weak side to Haley Kroll. Kroll missed. She was bumped. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound, and Taylor Hodell is fouled. This is going to be a non-shooting foul. Well, no, it's going to be a one-and-one here. Taylor Hodell got the rebound and will shoot free throws here. And that foul is on Jessica Lindstrom, her third. Fouls are piling up against Superior. Taylor Hodell is 1-for-2 from the free throw line here. Front end of a 1-and-1 is critical. And the free throw is good. She swished it. Evergreen's basketball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by the law firm of Tulusti and Kennedy. We are here to help, representing Evergreen's fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Taylor Hodell, not only Valley Conference Player of the Year, but the best free throw shooter in the conference. And I did not. She got the second two. 41-39, Evergreen's. To go in this one. With four fouls, Mackenzie Kimmick comes into the front court. Keep her on the floor. Lindstrom down low. She's 15 feet away from the basket. They swing over to the weak side. Kimmick thought about the three. Nope, still walk or work along the baseline. Lindstrom double team. Loses the ball. Taken away by the Evergreens. Stolen by Haley Kroll. Kroll went down low and picked the pocket of Lindstrom. Into Hannah Tipple's hands. Evergreens by two and possession. And now they go back out to Hannah Tipple. This is a big possession for the Evergreens here. See if they can reestablish this lead. It went to Michaela Poggle in the corner. Back to Poggle now. Run the circle play for Matthews. Matthews with a good look, and she missed. Hannah Tipple with a rebound. She missed. Taylor Hodell, offensive rebound again. And she scores. 1, 2, 3 cracks at the basket. And Taylor Hodell on mop-up duty puts the Evergreens back up by 4 points. 43-39. Momentum has shifted back to the Evergreens here after Superior fought back for a 2-point lead. Superior swings to the baseline. Schuster thought about the three, now goes to Lindstrom. Lindstrom fights down low, basket, and she's fouled. Boy, if Evergreens have momentum, that's a momentum killer. Lindstrom scores and will get a chance to complete a 3-point play, as Michaela Poggle gets called for her third personal foul. And here is Lindstrom's free throw attempt. She missed it. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound and lost it out of bounds. Taylor Hodell had it go off her hand, couldn't secure it, and the ball goes back to Superior. 43-41 Evergreens, but Superior has the ball. So a two ties it. Comes in, almost thrown out of bounds to Correll. Correll goes back out. Here's a three for the lead. No good. Off the back bracket, goes out of bounds to the Evergreens. Yeah, Superior has been ice cold from behind the three-point arc, unofficially 2-for-10. So the Evergreens lead, which has seemed precarious from, the middle of the third quarter to this stage in the game, seems, And again, can they get back up by 2 or 3 possessions? That would be huge. They have the ball here. They'll have to go the length of the court. And there's 2:42 left in the ballgame. 43-41, Evergreens leading the Warriors. Full court pressure, inbounded to Hannah Tipple, almost thrown out of bounds. And now goes back to Hannah Tipple. Full court pressure. She is fouled as she drives up the baseline. Hannah Tipple's got free throws coming. Taylor Schuster almost rode Hannah Tipple out of bounds on that double team. And this is going to be a 1-and-1. It is the ninth team foul. So after this, the Evergreens will be in the double bonus. This is a big front end. You know, because if you miss the front end of the 1-and-1, it's the equivalent of an empty trip. And Taylor and Hannah Tipple makes the front end. I see her grandpa in the stands. He's proud. He always is. Mayor Jim Tipple making the play for today's game. Hannah Tipple misses the second, and the rebound comes to Haley Cotney. Evergreen's lead is 3. 2.5 minutes left of the game. Cotney looks to drive and scores. Went right into the lane and cuts the Evergreen's lead back down to 1. Evergreen's have not had an answer for Cotney. 44-43, and Superior wants to play half-court defense here. 2:15 to play in the game. 44-43. Evergreens have the ball in the hands of Michaela Poggle. And now over to Molly Tice. to Hannah Tipple. They guard Tipple closely. Again, any common foul here would be a double bonus for the Evergreens. With nine team fouls, the 10th would be the next one. Evergreens bounce down low to Taylor Hodel. She scores. Fed on the baseline by Michaela Poggle, and Taylor Hodel has six in the quarter, nine and a half, and the Evergreens are back up by three. Jump step for Contney, not called. Down low to Lindstrom. Lindstrom is bumped as she gets the pass from Molly Tice. I think they're going to call this as a non-shooting foul. It's on Molly Tice for second, and they're going to say this is a non-shooting foul. It is the sixth on the Evergreens. Superior will inbound underneath, and they have to throw all the way out to the top of the circle, and Contney. Contney looks to drive in, splits the double team, underhand, scooping shot, and she scores. Yet Contney is scoring at will. 46-45. She split defenders there with an underhand scoop shot. I think the Evergreens want a timeout here, and they will take one. 1:27 left in the ball game. Evergreens have the ball, and a one-point lead, 46-45. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with the exciting finish. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
I'm Chris Conley, and we welcome you back to our neutral court site, the gymnasium at Eau Claire Memorial High School. The Evergreens lead Superior 46-45. Game reset. Well, if Superior is fouled, they would have to shoot one and one. Only 16 fouls against the Evergreens. If the Evergreens are fouled on the floor, double bonus for them. The possession arrow on a tie-up belongs to the Evergreens. So the Evergreens have a couple of small advantages on the game reset here. The most important advantage they have now is their one-point lead, and they will inbound the ball off the timeout, and they inbound to Molly Tice. Let's see if the Evergreens maybe just try and run this clock all the way down or make Superior foul them. Molly Tice is into the front court. Clock is moving. 1:18. Goes over to Haley Kroll. Kroll to Hannah Tipple. And now goes over to Molly Tice. In a little bit of trouble and goes back out. 1:10 to play. And fouling close range. They're going to put Molly Tice on the free throw line. They grabbed and fouled Molly Tice. She is 0-for-2 from the free throw line, and she's going to get two free throws here. As that foul was committed by Haley Cotton. So this is the senior, Molly Tice, going to the free throw line. And I think Superior picked her as the person they want to take these free throws. Her first free throw is a miss. 1:05 left in the ballgame on a make or a miss here. If Molly Tice should miss this, would Superior hold for a final shot, try to run out the final 1:05 and play for a win? That would be a gutsy call. Hopefully you have a make here, and Molly Tice missed it, and Superior gets the rebound. Haley Contney, 1 minute to play. Evergreens lead by one. Contney drives, fouled by Taylor Hodel, and she scores. And she's going to have an opportunity for a three-point play. Taylor Hodel has just committed her second foul. And you know what? If you're going to make the foul there, it's got to be hard enough that Contney doesn't score the basket. Contney has just scored. She has 8 points in the quarter, and she's going to go to the free throw line with a chance to complete a three-point play. The basket puts Superior up by one. The free throw could put them up by two. And, of course, on a miss, the rebound is very important. Contney's free throw, she makes it. Superior leads by 2, 48-46. Well, the Evergreens have the ball, and 47 seconds left. 57 seconds. Clock's moving. Hannah Tipple's got the ball into the front court. The Evergreens need a basket here. Goes over to Mackenzie Matthews. She's 30 feet away from the basket. Back to Hannah Tipple. 40 seconds left in the game. To Molly Tice. Down low to Taylor Hodel. Double team. Taylor Hodel passes up the shot. Goes back to Hannah Tipple. 35 seconds left. Evergreens go around to Haley Kroll. Kroll now goes over, back down low to Taylor Hodel, makes the extra pass to Hannah Tipple, who is fouled and misses the shot. Hannah Tipple had a shot for a three-point play there if she could have made that layup. Instead, she's going to get two free throws. If she makes them both, she will tie the game. There are 27 seconds left. Yeah, these close games, boy, do they come down to the little things. And they're going to come down to the free throws here. That is a fourth foul on Mackenzie Kimmick. Check that, that's her fifth. Kemick's game is done. Kemmick has 6 points all in the second half, and she has fouled out. And Hannah Kipple to the free throw line. She's 1 for 2 so far in the game. Her first is no good. So the Evergreens' deficit is still 2 points. One more free throw coming. Ellen eyes the rim. Her second free throw is a miss too. Taylor Hodel fighting for that rebound. They're going to call Taylor Hodel for a foul over the back. And we'll walk all the way down to the other end where a 1-1 is coming for Superior. Yep, Taylor Hodel was fighting for that rebound off the Hannah Tipple miss. Hannah O, a 1 for 4 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And the foul was on Haley Cotney. Cotney in the game is 4 for 6 from the free throw line. This is a 1-1, and she makes the front end. Superior's lead is 3. This is the big one because it would make it a two-possession game. The difference between a 3-point shortfall and a 4-point shortfall is huge for the Evergreens. 26 seconds left. Cotney's second free throw is good. She got them both. 50-46, and the Evergreens will take a timeout here. Evergreens need a quick basket, and then they're going to have to foul or play for a quick steal. Superior with those two free throws. Yep, little things are huge. Evergreens missed two free throws at their end. Superior made two free throws at their end. So the Warriors have fought all the way back from a 10-point deficit. This 4-point lead that they're sitting on now is their biggest of the game. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And we're sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Evergreens have the ball off the timeout. They have to go the length of the court. This Superior team beat the Evergreens 69-46 when they met earlier in the season. It's been a much different game here, but the Evergreens now are on the short end, and it's crunch time to see if they can keep this season going. The ball is rolled in to Molly Tice. Clock's moving now, 25 seconds. Molly Tice into the front court. They set a screen for her in the corner. She picks up her dribble, goes over to Mackenzie Matthews, stolen. And the Evergreens have turned the ball over, and they have to commit a foul in the corner. And Mackenzie Matthews goes down hard while committing that foul. Superior's got the ball, and they're going to shoot a 1-1 on the other end with 15 seconds left. And if Superior hits these free throws, they are going to end the Evergreen season. Wrong time for a turnover. Again, you know, the difference between these teams is very, very small. But Superior's made just a few more plays down the stretch. Free throws are coming here for freshman Nally O'Brien, a 1-1, and she missed it. So the door's still open. Taylor Hodel gets the rebound. 13 seconds right into the front court comes Molly Tice. Into the corner, here comes a three. It's a miss. Taylor Hodel fights for the rebound, goes out of bounds to the Evergreens with 6 seconds left in the game. Evergreens are still short 4 points. They'll inbound underneath their own. Molly Tice will bitter defeat here for DC Everest. The Evergreens have a lot to be proud of for this season. They are Wisconsin Valley Conference champions. They are regional champions with their win last week over Chippewa Falls. But this is a team that wanted more. And they had the lead for a good portion of this game against Superior. Superior made more plays down the stretch, and that turned out to be the difference. Congratulations to the Superior Warriors, 50-46 over DC Everest. We'll be back with a final recap after a 4-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Eau Claire Memorial High School. I'm Chris Conley. Where just moments ago, the DC Everest girls basketball team saw their season come to an end, 50-46, at the hands of Superior. The Evergreens have lost only 3 times for the entire season, and 2 of those losses to the Superior Warriors. I guess what will make it a frustrating loss is that the Evergreens were such a tougher opponent in this second meeting than they were earlier in the season. And, of course, you never like to have that double-digit lead and not be able to close out an opponent. The Evergreens were up by 10 in this game and had Superior come all the way back. In fact, the Evergreens were outscored in the second half 31-20 as Superior came all the way back. You know, down the stretch, the Evergreens were 0-4. Hannah Tipple missed two and Molly Tice missed two. And Superior in the fourth quarter hit all three of their free throws down the stretch, all of them connected by Haley Cockney. Free throw shooting was definitely one of the differences in this game. The Evergreens were only 9 of 19 from the free throw line, so they left a lot of points there. Superior finishes from the charity stripe only 50%, but they hit the clutch free throws down the stretch, whereas the Evergreens did not. Let's take a look at our leading scorers. Leading all scorers is Haley Cockney with 24 points. And 17 of them came in the second half. The Evergreens did not have an answer for Cockney down the stretch. She was able to drive to the basket at will. One of the real frustrations for the Evergreens is that Cockney is one of those flashy basketball players who creates off the dribble. And I will tell you, if you get to see a video of this game, she palms the ball every time she drives to the basketball. I mean, she starts with that first quick step where she is carrying the ball forward. Now, a lot of referees simply will not call that, and that was not called at all tonight. Superior, you know, when they play their next game or if they advance to the state finals, they could very well have a game with a different officiating crew that simply won't let a player do that. Cockney, regardless, is a great player. She's very fast, and she was probably the player out of both teams who could create the most off of her dribble. She finishes with 24 points, 9 baskets from the floor, 6 for 8 from the free throw line. Haley Cockney, who had exactly the same, 24, the last time these teams met. 8 points for Jessica Lindstrom. Lindstrom matched up against Taylor Hodell for most of the game, and she was a rebounding threat as well. Alyssa Correll has 7 for Superior. 6 points for Mackenzie Kemick, who fouled out down the stretch in the fourth quarter. 3 for Rachel Fregan, and 2 for Taylor Schuster to close out Superior's 50 points. Evergreens had a balanced scoring attack. Taylor Hodell, who was a rebounding force, had 13 points, 5 baskets from the floor. She was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. She made both of her foul shots in the fourth quarter down the stretch. So did Mackenzie Matthews, who had a big pair from the free throw line. But again, then the Evergreens went cold from the stripe late in the quarter, and it cost them dearly in this game. Taylor Hodell closes out her junior season as Valley Conference Player of the Year and has 13 points against Superior. 9 for Mackenzie Matthews, 7 of them came in the first half. 8 for Caitlin Schmall, 5 points each for Hannah Tipple and for Haley Kroll. 3 points for Michaela Poggle, and 2 for Molly Tice, the only senior on this Evergreens team, who sees her time with the D.C. Everest basketball program come to an end. Some of the Evergreens players still visibly upset with this loss as they come out of the locker room. A very disappointing loss. See Taylor Hodell hugging her father. See Mackenzie Matthews and Molly Tice coming out as well. The Evergreens, you know, in time, the disappointment of seeing your season end on a night like this will fade, and you'll have more time to look back on the accomplishments of the season. And a lot was accomplished for this Evergreens team. Valley Conference champions 1-1 against their Valley Conference opposition. Big playoff wins against Wausau West, a rival team that they beat 3 times this year. And that win on the road against Chippewa Falls, as hostile an environment as you could imagine. The Evergreens came out of that gymnasium with a 7-point victory to extend their season and to get to tonight's game. We'll be back with a final thought, and we'll wrap up this D.C. Everest season after a 2-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back. I'm Chris Conley as we wrap up our basketball coverage for the season. The Evergreens came up 4 points short tonight against Superior, 50-46, as their season comes to an end at the sectional semifinals. The Evergreens will still celebrate this conference championship, and You know, it's hard so short after a loss to think about the good things that have come through the season. There is a lot to be proud of. It's okay. The Evergreens are going to have that long, frustrating ride home. Was lost tonight. Evergreens led by 10. Superior got it down to 1 point twice in the third quarter before finally establishing a lead with under 2 minutes left in the ballgame. Again, the Evergreens finished their season 22 wins and 3 losses. And those 3 losses to very tough teams, Marshfield and Superior twice. The Superior Warriors continue on, improving their record to 22-3 with a victory tonight. Well, that brings our winter sports season to a close on Fox Sports Radio. I will tell you, for all of the winter sports teams that we cover the boys' basketball team at DC Everest, we cover the boys' hockey team and the girls' basketball team, there's a lot to like about this girls' basketball team. It's been a team without a lot of egos, although the team has a lot of personalities on it. And so many of these players are coming back next year. It is a junior-based team, and the team, if anything, what they will take away when they reflect on tonight's game is those little things, those small plays that you have to make down the stretch to beat elite competition. It was Superior that rallied late to get this. Well, we are going to melt some snow, and then we will speak to you again scheduled for a baseball broadcast on April 10th. Maybe that's wishful thinking. That's scheduled for the start of the boys' baseball season against Wisconsin Rapids and then a doubleheader on April 12th at Oconomowoc. We will enjoy the time off, as you will as well. Sorry to report tonight that the Everest basketball team saw their season come to an end. Superior beats DC Everest 50-46. As I've said before, covering the Evergreens is one of the best moonlighting jobs in the history of radio. It's been a great joy to be your voice for these Evergreen broadcasts, and we thank you for listening, and we thank all of our sponsors for their support of Evergreens basketball and high school broadcasting in general here on Fox Sports Radio. Again, I'm Chris Conley, Superior 50, DC Everest 46. From the Eau Claire Memorial High School Gymnasium, thanks for listening on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to DC Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.